With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Welcome to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. I am Mike McGivern, my co-host this week. He is the owner of Sebastian Design, and he is Bob Sebastian. Hey, Bob, how you been?
I've been great, Mike. How about you?
Man, good. Yeah, good. Happy fall weather, I guess, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
It kind of went from, you know, guys playing golf to, man, it was cold yesterday. I have to be honest with you. Maybe I'm getting a little soft in my old age, Bob.
I saw the sun yesterday for probably about a minute. So that was good. There was something. But, it's a bit of a change.
I laugh because I'm not kidding. I was driving, and all of a sudden the sun came out. I could not find my sunglasses because I hadn't used them for a bit. So all of a sudden I'm like, holy cow, what is that? Why can't I see? So it's good. Hey, Bob, the Nary show last weekend at State Fair Park, I think, went off really, really well, don't you?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, people, there's so many different reasons, I think, that people really wanted this to happen. Obviously, just the ability to get out is one thing, but we're realizing our homes maybe aren't working for the way life is these days, and here was an opportunity to find people who could help them.
Well, and the perfect guest for us to have the weekend after that show is Tracy Grosspeach from AB&K. Tracy, how are you today?
I'm well. Slept well.
Well, it's good to have you on, and I enjoy any time that we can spend with you on this show because it always goes really quickly, because I always end up having about 40 more questions for you when the music starts at the end, and I go, okay, next time Tracy comes on, I've got to keep these notes so I can ask these questions. And when Bob said, hey, the timing on the Nary show for a couple of reasons, and I've said this the past probably 6 weeks, I'm really proud right now to be on that board and to be a Nary member because of the leadership that the front office showed when it came to putting this show on. You know, a lot of people ran from doing anything like this. They said, no, we'll look into 2021. We don't want to be the first. Let somebody else kind of figure this thing out. And, you know, Diane and Michelle and the people at the front office said, okay, we'll be the first. We'll lead. And they did so much behind the scenes work with not only State Fair, but the state of Wisconsin and a number of Nary people that are on the board to say, okay, can we get this thing done? Can we be the company that can show people throughout the country that it can be done? And they did it. And I thought it was extremely successful.
Well, the one great thing about Nary Milwaukee, it's truly Milwaukee Nary, is we, our chapter, we're leaders in the country as far as Nary is concerned. We set a lot of strides for other municipalities, other metropolitan areas to hop on our coattails. And it's exciting that we have such strong leadership within our market.
Yeah, and it's the largest chapter of Nary anywhere in the country, and so they kind of expect that. They look at Milwaukee as, okay, well, if they can do, how are you going to do it? Set the template, show us how it can be done, and then when it's over, tell us what went well and what didn't go well, so we can just go with the things that went well. And they expect that, and that's kind of what Diane and Tom Mainville, who's the president of Nary Milwaukee, I've had him on a couple of times, Tracy, and I've said, you didn't sign up for this, did you? And he just started laughing. He said, you know, when you're the president, you do all the work the years before, and you kind of like, you know, okay, I'm going to make a few changes here or there, but then you kind of like try to set it nice for the next guy or the next gal who's going to be the president. And he said, man, this year has been something else. And I have a lot of respect for him. And again, for the NARI office, how they've kept everybody in the loop on exactly what should be done, how it should be done. The rules change all the time. And we get emails on a daily basis from them saying, okay, here's what's changed. This is how it's going to affect your company. Try to take care of it this way. And I can't say thank you enough to those guys.
Totally agree.
Hey, Bob,
the Milwaukee area, we really are leaders in remodeling. We really are.
Hey, Tracy, let me follow up with what Bob said. When he said, look, it was needed, this show was needed, and it was needed for a number of reasons. One, because people wanted to feel like we can try to get back to some sort of normalcy, number one. Number two, as we're spending way more time in our homes than we have ever spent in it, and utilizing our kitchens for three meals a day, utilizing that, you know, that workout room that we didn't really use all that much, but now we had to kind of gut that and make it into a school and have a place for our kids to do their schoolwork and take their classes. It that show is needed because the home is changing and people want to get ideas. And 2021, I think, is going to be a huge year for people in the remodeling industry.
I totally agree. Absolutely. 2020 is, if I looked at my crystal ball back in February and projected out where we are today, and when I say February, I mean even before, like, COVID was a thing in Europe, I would not have predicted the amount of work that we've built this year. But then looking at my crystal ball way back in March, mid-March, when kind of the world just came to a grinding halt, and, you know, we all, I don't want to say that we lived in fear, but we lived in this suspended, it was like suspended animation, right? Like, what's going on? You know, how do we move forward? How do we work from home? I had a senior in high school. What happened to him at the time? You know, all those things, like, just, it was this massive pause on all of our lives. And if I looked at my crystal ball then and forecasting out what 2020 was going to be, never would have anticipated that we built what we've built this year so far.
So thank 100%.
Thank you, ABNK customers.
Hey, and thank you for doing that, because I don't know on this show if we thank our customers enough. And I know that in mid-March and most of April, when people were scared. You know, my clients, I'm a sales rep here at Entercom Milwaukee, and my clients were like, oh, you know what, we should adjust. Let's do this. We've got to do this because we don't know what's going to happen. And what I think I was able to do with some of my clients is like, okay, take a breath. Let's change your messaging a little bit, but let's not get out of everybody's eye and ear and heart. Let's make sure that we're still there so that when we figure this thing out, not only as a community, but as a country, what this is going to look like, that they know when it's time to make that call, they're still hearing your messaging. So let's try that. And I think it was really effective, because once people figured out that we're going to have to be at home so much, is when your phone, I'm sure, just started ringing like crazy. And Bob, your phone as well. And Tracy, as we're talking to Tracy Grosspeach from ABNK, their website, abnk.com, and a number of things that I want to talk to her about and Bob about today, are certainly some of the trends that I love talking about trends with Tracy, because she's got her finger on that pulse a lot. And some of the trends that are going on in 2021 that they're talking about on the East Coast or the West Coast might not be things that Tracy thinks is going to happen here in the Midwest, maybe until 2022. But we'll talk to her about a number of things with that. Tracy, let's address real quick, and Bob, I'm going to ask you the same question. With COVID-19 and some of the things that we've learned, and ABNK, I know that you guys have changed a little bit on how you guys go to the market. Can we talk a little bit about some of the things with the pandemic and on how you guys have built in safety for not only your employees, but for your customers?
Yeah, absolutely. So at the beginning of the shutdown here in, or the stay-at-home order back in March, we had just started a kitchen project down in Franklin. And this family, it was empty nesters, but they had a grown son who was an invalid. He had been severely ill as a small child, and now he's in his 30s. All right, so here we are. There's this respiratory illness going on, right? And we're in this home where there is a seriously compromised person. What do we do? Do we pull off? I mean, we've already demoed our kitchen, right? Sue is a trooper. She's like, I've been waiting for this kitchen all of my life. Social distancing is what I live. Like everything that the CDC is saying, that's what we do every single day of our lives. So this is what I want to have happen, Tracy. I want you to leave the site protection up. So all the dust barriers, we're going to leave those up through the duration of the project. And everyone's going to like use hand sanitizer. That was before before all the masking.
Yeah.
She's like, we're going to stay over here. You're going to work in the kitchen. You're going to come in this door. We're going to be over here. By the time I get into the kitchen in the evening, it should have, aired out, because it was spring, so we could open the windows. And we went from there. And then so she helped us know what needs to have happened. In addition, we've had clients since that time where we're incorporating portable toilets on every single job that homeowners, they have to decline that, so that, the individual homeowner, they can know that their family's going to be safe. And our guys have been instructed to wear masks within the homes at all times. Once you go outside to cut a stick of lumber, you can take it off. But if you're working in the house, wear that mask. So it's a lot of simple things that we're doing. It's just making sure that the job site rules are followed. And our guys are doing a good job of that.
Yeah, they're doing a great job of that, and it's interesting. And Bob, I think you'll agree that once, and I believe that we will, whenever it is, we'll get back to what we will then say, boy, that this is more normal than it has been the last year or the last 6 months or whatever. But when I talked to NARE members about this time, and when Tracy said, look, we have portable toilets on every job now. That's what we do and we offer. I think there are some things that we and you guys are doing now that even when we get back to what we think was normal, they're going to continue utilizing some of these things that we've learned, Bob.
Oh, absolutely. It's most NARE members, like Tracy said, did safe job site policies. But you enhance them, you adjust them, and those things will stay with you. So it doesn't just make sense because there's this pandemic. Some of them make sense because we've learned more. It's like, well, we'll just keep doing that because it's not really affecting us negatively, and it has a lot of positive impact down the road. So yeah, we're learning things and going to keep implementing them, and it's, when this hopefully goes away.
Hey, Tracy, the woman whose kitchen that you guys did in the beginning of this pandemic, I think I would want to hire her as like a project manager or something, because she certainly was ahead of the game. When there was a lot of people freaking out and saying, hold on, we're going to put a hold on this. She said, no, we're going to move forward because I've been waiting for this kitchen for years and I've already figured out how this thing is going to work. And I know that you guys over at AB&K have really dedicated project managers. But boy, this woman, if she's ever looking for a gig, I would hire her as a project manager.
She is such a busy person. so even if, even during the stay at home, she still had doctor's appointment. I mean, she's caring for, caring for another human being. So it's, she's always like running here, running there, picking up this. She's a great spokesperson. That's what I will tell you. And sometimes people are, I truly believe that people are put in your path at specific times in your life.
Yep.
You know, and this, so Sue was in my path at the right time to help navigate through this, because I was terribly worried about her son. I probably sent about half a dozen emails to the crew that was on that job about what I wanted them to do. I'm not a project manager. I'm just going to say that out loud because we're going to talk about that a little bit, hopefully. I'm not a project manager. I'm just a person that worries about other people, because the last thing that anybody in any trade or any profession, I would say, wants to do is get somebody else ill.
100%. We're going to get to a break. She is Tracy Grosspeach. Again, she is the senior designer and director of design and sales at AB&K. And her quote, and I love utilizing this quote when I have her on the air, because this isn't just something like a slogan. This is what is in her heart. And it's my goal with every project is to give my clients a room which truly reflects them and how they live. And you'll get that feeling from Tracy throughout the entire show, because that, look, the room that she's going to work with you on is not where she's going to be. So there might be some things that you say, I'd really want this, that she's not quite sure, but this is going to be the room on that it's going to reflect you as a customer. And Tracy definitely understands that. As we talk with Tracy, you can go to abnk.com and you can look at a number of things. I've been on their website a lot this morning, and the number of things that they offer, take a look at the times, take a look at on how they can work with you. And we'll continue to talk about this, and we will definitely talk about project managers, because part of the notes that I have, Tracy believes that they are the heroes of remodeling. And we'll talk about project managers and what that means to your project. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. I am Mike McGivern, and we're playing Motown today, Tracy. What do you think?
I love it. When I was writing the award submissions last month, so I'm at the store and trying to get everything done. I put my headphones on. It's my Hey, Don't Bug Me post.
Yeah.
And I was playing 70s R&B, because that's get stuff done music.
There it is. Absolutely. Well, you know what? I Austin works on my scoreboard show on Friday night, and I said, Austin, let's go Motown. And he said, Are you kidding me? And he's a young dude from the Sussex area. I said, what do you know about Motown? He said, let me show you. So here we go. We will rate him and his music at the end of the show. Hey, before we get into the idea of project managers, and I have the cons of not having one, and I want to discuss that with you if that's okay. But you guys are open, AB&K, are you guys open on Sundays in October?
Yeah, so we've been open the month of October. It's only been open in October, so tomorrow is our last Sunday that we're open.
Yep.
Because I know that a lot of my customers want it. They typically do go to the Fall Nary show, but they're leery of being in crowds, because you know we're not used to being in crowds anymore, so it's kind of unsettling. So we open on Sundays to give customers another day to get out to find us. And that's for AB&K, We Do Kitchens, or Back Planet, any of the three businesses that are within the building. And there's a salesperson tomorrow that's going to be able to answer your questions or get you to the people that can't answer your questions.
Hey, Tracy, do you think that that's something in the future that you guys will then pick another month, maybe in the spring, to say, okay, let's open again on Sundays? We know it's a little bit inconvenient maybe for our salespeople to have to work a Sunday, but it's so convenient for our potential clients to be able to come out on a Sunday.
That is definitely something that we are batting around, but we don't have a full answer on that yet. I think we're going to take the month of December and see what that looks like for the winter months.
You bet. Boy, that's what a great idea. And obviously, ABNK is thinking about, you know, their clients and potential clients who, if they want on Sunday to go out because every, you know, a lot of people are watching the Packer game or something, and they want to go out when there isn't a crowd and really start to get their project going that they're going to do in 2021, you can do that tomorrow over at ABNK and go to their website. Again, abnk.com is where you're going to. Hey, we've had this conversation. I know, Bob, you believe this as well, that and Tracy's put it in writing that the heroes of remodeling are these project managers. And I get asked that, believe it or not. Hey, I think, what do you think about this? We're going to be redoing this big part of our house, and I think I'm going to kind of manage that and be the project manager. And I just shake my head because for me personally, there's no chance I could do that. So I started looking up the pros and cons of doing that. And the one that really jumped out at me this morning, and I'll just go through these really quickly and get your opinion on it after I read the four. But number one, it's easy to overestimate savings. Number two, it takes a lot of time, maybe more than you think. In fact, in the number two part here, this writer said, look, ask yourself honestly, do you have 25 to 40 hours per week that it may take to organize, plan, monitor, research, recruit, hire, and oversee your major remodel or build? If not, hiring a contractor and hiring somebody that has a good, solid project manager or management team is the way to go. So that's number two. And that's the one that jumped out at me the most. Who has 25 to 40 hours a week? Three, you're not a professional. And four, the buck stops with you. All of a sudden, now you're the guy or you're the gal that's going to be doing this. And I know that you're really proud and you love the dedicated project managers at ABNK.
I do. So our project managers over at ABNK are Tom Hill and Scott Merkel. And these guys are the best kind of people that you want to have in your house. They're level-headed. They can solve a problem on the fly. And because remodeling is, we're going to make this base, this plan. This is our best case scenario, this plan to remodel your whatever spaces, your kitchen, let's say. But once we get into it, there's going to be something that's not quite right on the inside of your house. And we have to figure out, all right, how do we work around this? Solve this problem so that we can keep the job on schedule.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, the same question with you, and I know that you've known some really good project managers in your day. And when Tracy talks about Tom and Scott and that these are the exact kind of people you want in your home because they're problem solvers, they're organized, and they get things done, those are the best type of project managers that you can have, correct?
Yeah, you need someone who is organized, but you also need someone who can think on their feet. And that combination is a perfect situation for especially a remodeling project manager. Right now, I'm teaching the project manager certification course for NARI, and 3 weeks, 3 solid weeks of that course is strictly dealing with planning. And part of that is always having to circle back. You run into something, you go back to the planning stage and plan again. And you have to keep moving forward, but you have to keep going back to your planning because that's ultimately what it's going to make it most successful. So as a homeowner, you not only don't have necessarily the time to do that, nor the experience. People like Tom and Scott, they've done a whole bunch of jobs. So they can bring all of that past knowledge and apply it towards the situations, not necessarily the actual event, because every remodeling project is different, but the situations, so they know how to deal with it and adjust.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And Tracy, when this writer says, hey, look, do you have 25 to 40 hours per week to make That it may take to organize, plan, monitor, research, recruit, hire, and oversee a major remodel. I know very few people, and I don't know if you would do it on your own, Tracy. If you were going to have a major project at your house, would you general contract that, or would you make sure that you hired a company like AB&K that has Tom and Scott available to you?
Well, as a matter of fact, I am in the middle, not even the middle. I'm still in the early stages of a bathroom remodel because I'm thinking, you know, I want a master bath, like a nice master bathroom. My baby, he's in college now. I have this extra bathroom I can use while my project's under construction. I started planning in July for an August demo and a September tile job. Well, again, I'm salespeople and designers, we are big idea people. And this is why we need. This is why this is why I'm saying right now. I need a project manager. I should have hired AB&K. I should have hired Tom or Scott to oversee my project because I got a couple things wrong in the process of in the flow of the order. I should say order of operations. Right, that's something everybody understands. The order of operations. I missed a step. And I was actually reviewing it with Carol Johnson, who's a senior designer at AB&K as well. She's like, oh, well, I didn't know that you needed to do this before that. I'm like, okay, good. So I'm just not the only stupid person, right? Like, that's great. That's great that, like, so there's more than just one of me out there. So, again, Carol's not a project manager either. That's why we have Tom and Scott. So I fixed my problem. And now I'm just waiting for my tile installer to find a couple holes in his schedule because everybody is so busy right now that to come in and, you know, fill in, I have my shower pan in. So now I'm just waiting for tile. And I'm waiting for him to find a nice break in his schedule for when he can come and do it. So we're just in a holding pattern. For me, it's costing me financially. It doesn't cost me anything. It's just time. I mean, my bathroom should have been done by now. I should have been using my bathroom for 2 weeks, maybe even 3 weeks at this time. But instead, I'm using the hall bathroom, and my kids are coming home for Thanksgiving, and my master bathroom might or might not be done by then. So I will just have my family of five using one bathroom, and we'll all survive. It'll be fine.
But yeah, Tracy, do you know that? Hey, Bob, go ahead.
Well, Tracy, I think really hit the nail on the head. I mean, with the way trades are these days, if you're running your own project and someone doesn't show up, and the next person depends on that being done, they can't come back the next day. They might not be back for 2 weeks. So a project manager will manage that adjustment and make sure things happen. I mean, if you think about it, so you're running your own project and you decide, oh, you know, I have the trim on the doors is, you know, 2 inches wide. Well, oh boy, I saw this in the magazine. This trim is 4 inches wide. I'm going to do that. It's a couple bucks more for the material. The carpenter is the same guy, you know, same amount of money, doesn't matter. But wait. The electrician has already put the switches in, and now the switch is too close to the door. Those are the things that you just don't think about because it's not your job to think about it. But people like Tom and Scott, that's what they have to think about. So when a client picks something different, they go back and they look at all the things it could impact that you don't even think about, but
well,
they do.
And so the trades that are working on my job, they're all AB&K trades. So I know these guys. You know, I'm on job sites with them at least 3 times a week. So they want to come back. Well, they have my money, but they want to come back and finish up the job because they know that they're going to get more work out of AB&K. I'm a known quantity to them.
Yep.
You know, if this same project was going to be built by my neighbor, you know, the tile installer might not know, like they're less, I guess, motivated to go to rearrange their schedule for an unknown quantity. Cause my neighbor as a homeowner, you know, he's in insurance. So he's more like a one-off. He's not a steady stream of revenue like AB&K is. So you know, it's kind of, it's hard when you're GCing your own project. I seriously, if I do my kitchen, I'm hiring AB and K to do my kitchen.
Hey, Tracy and I, and I know somebody over there that can really help you. And I'll introduce you to her. And you know what? She is an award-winning senior designer and director of design and sales at AB&K, which is pretty awesome. Hey, last question really quickly before we get to a break. And I'm wondering if this happens in your business more than maybe people like me know. But you being in the remodeling industry, did you think doing this would be just a piece of cake because you've been around it so much?
I thought it was going to be a messy proposition, and I was prepared for about six to eight weeks of inconvenience.
Right. Yeah.
But we're past that because I screwed up. Right. I mean, I'm fully like, this is the truth. Like, hey everyone, I messed up my own project because I thought I could do Tom's or Scott's job. I can't do their job.
Well,
I cannot do their job.
And thank goodness these kids of yours that are coming home for Thanksgiving are not going to, you know, they're not going to mess with you at all. They're not going to say, Mom, are you kidding me? We all have to use one bathroom while we're here because you screwed this thing up.
They're just going to give me a hard time for about, a 5-day weekend kind of thing. No big deal.
Yeah, you have tough skin. She is Tracy Grossbeach. Again, she is the senior designer and director of design and sales at AB&K. Go to abnk.com. And they have one showroom in Greenfield, one in Mequon. Phone number 414-329-1882. 329-1882. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. Live back and groove with mine. You gotta feel that heat. And we can ride the boogie. Share that beat. Well, welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. I got a little step in my, a little hop in my step. How's that? On 1250 AM, The Fan. Hey, I'm over here disco dancing, Tracy. I was thin and good looking back then. Well, I was thinner.
Well,
maybe not.
I'm roller skating in my basement. So
yes, that's awesome. You know, you sent me that video. I appreciate that little YouTube thing you sent to me. She is Tracy Grossbeach from AB&K, and my co-host this week. He is Bob Sebastian from Sebastian Design. Hey, Tracy, can we, and we've only got, you know, two shorter segments left, and I want to get into some of the trends that you're seeing. And I would recommend people go to abnk.com. And when you click on that website, the first thing that you see is the amount of awards that AB&K has won over the years. And it is, once you see that, it's hard not to spend a lot of time on the website because you understand the quality of company that you're working with. And then look at their company and who their partners are and what their services are, and you'll get a really good feel for who these guys are. But that opening page, the first page, is Remodeler of the Year, and they're just trophies lined up all over the place. And you can feel really good about working with Tracy and her team, and certainly her love that she has for Tom and Scott. And the more respect that she's doing this project on her own, the more respect that she has now, obviously, for Tom and Scott and the work that they do. So take a look at the website. They are going to be open tomorrow. So they decided in October to open Sundays if people want to come in. And it has been really well received. And they'll look to do that again either later this year or sometime next year. But again, abnk.com. So when people are coming in and they're talking to you, Tracy, what are some of the things that they're asking for, some of the trends that you think are starting to catch on and will continue through 2021?
Well, before I talk about that, I just want to say that all those awards, all of our trophies, they're across the spectrum of price points. So they are for kitchens under $30,000 up to projects that were over $400,000. Kitchens and bathrooms and basements and interior projects, every price point in between. And winning an award in a lower price point for me is more of a, it's like a super win because it's harder to win an award in a lower price point. it's easier to win an award when somebody spent, you know, $200,000 on a space because everything looks fabulous, and usually it's a larger space. So I just want to say that we win our awards in all of the price points that we build in. So as a homeowner, you know that you're going to get the best dang design that you can afford. Anyway,
well, and can I say one other thing?
Uh-huh.
Where I spent most of my time on the website today, again, abnk.com, go to the before and after gallery. And it is pretty amazing, to be honest with you, if you spend a little bit of time on some of these, where you can just kind of move up and down to what it looked like before. And it's not just pictures side by side. You can just kind of slide it up and go, oh, my goodness. Look.
Yeah, you can
okay.
see the transformation.
Yeah, it is really amazing. And do yourself a favor. Don't go on the website when you're running out to pick up your kids or you're running out because you have to be at an appointment, because you're going to want to spend a good 15, 20 minutes on just that one page, before and after gallery. I needed to say that because that happened to me this morning. Okay, Tracy, let's talk a little bit about, and I wrote big on my notes, don't forget to talk about before and after gallery so I can cross that off. Let's talk
good.
A little bit about trends on what you're seeing this year and what some homeowners have been asking you for as far as some of the things they want done in their home.
We're seeing more, in terms of with kitchens, we're seeing more color combinations of base cabinets with wall cabinets being different colors or different species of finish. For example, like a couple of years ago, you know, we've been talking, Mike, for the last 2 or 3 years of white kitchen, painted white kitchen is like the thing. Don't worry, everyone. Painted white kitchen is still the thing. But homeowners are now saying, you know what? I think I want this gray stained base cabinet with a light gray painted wall cabinet. Or I want black base cabinets with white wall cabinets and maybe some metal accents somewhere in the wall cabinets, or navy and again a gray. So there's a lot of people are feeling more comfortable with the mixing of colors on the walls in the kitchen.
Hey,
finishes go.
Hey Tracy, can I ask you, and Bob, I'm going to ask you the same question. When you start getting asked about things, kind of like we talked about this a while ago, the open concept. All of a sudden, everybody, you know, oh, I want an open concept. I need an open concept. I saw this open concept. I want to do this. When you start getting asked for things over and over again, are you already comfortable with that? Or do you have to be comfortable with what, I mean, if somebody says, look, I want a black, I want this black, I want this white combo, I want gray here, we want this over here, do you have to be able to be comfortable and see it before you're comfortable designing it, Tracy?
No, I'm a designer. I can see almost everything in my mind's eye.
I can't see any of it.
Well, that's why you do you and I'm me, you know? I mean, that's my unique proposition is that I can see space, and I am, as I say to my husband, I'm spatial. And he's like, yes, you are special, Tracy. I'm like, no, I can see space. Right. It's like Laurel and Hardy over here sometimes, but nevertheless, a good designer, you know, kind of goes back to what you were saying about my quote on my bio that's on the website. You know, I'm going to be designing the best space for you. It's not for me.
Right.
It's for you. And if you want black cabinets and dark brown upper cabinets, I'll figure out a way to make it look like the best darn thing it can be. If that's what you want, if that's your personal statement into the world is how this kitchen looks. If now, don't get me wrong. If I think you're making a horrific mistake, I'll be like, you know, I don't know if that's the best solution. This might look better because I am a designer and I like control. But at the end of the day, it's your nickel.
Right.
You know, I'm going to make sure that you've been presented with the best possible alternatives. And you're going to choose what you think is best for you as well. I try to help guide you along the way.
Boy, yeah, that's good. And Bob, you again with Sebastian Design, both the two of you see things way different. And I don't know, and I know Tracy, we've had this conversation that you, not that you're not like a normal person, but what you can see and what you can do is not normal, at least in the circles that I run in. And so I don't know if it's normal in the circles you run in, but to be able to see something before it gets done and walk into a space and say, oh, this would be great if we did this and this and this is really a gift. And I envy that gift. There's two gifts I envy. One, I can't carry a tune to save my life. Can't sing a lick. And I envy people that can. And I envy people like you, Tracy, and you, Bob, that can see things like that before, because most of us cannot. I've got a number of things that I want to get to quickly in the next segment. And basements are big right now. So basements, 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 and certainly big showers. When you wrote Think Car Wash, I agree with that. And we want to kind of get, we want to touch both of those if we can on the other side of the break. Don't forget, abnk.com. And you can start wherever you want on the website. Look at those awards. And when Tracy says, look, we've won awards at all different price points, that was a really important point that she brought up. But look at the before and after gallery. And you'll thank me. You'll thank me because it's really interesting to be able to see. You look at it before and then just kind of slide up and see how that whole thing happened. And it's really beautiful. ABNK.com. They're located 3636 South 108th Street in Greenfield. They're going to be open tomorrow, last Sunday of the month of October, and then they'll reevaluate that again, abnk.com. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm not sure we've ever played David Ruffin on the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Well done back at the studio, Mr. Austin. I am Mike McGiver. My co-host is Bob Sebastian from Sebastian Design and our special guest. And I'm not kidding when I say this. I love when she's on this show because I never get to all my questions. And everything she has to say is very interesting and entertaining. She is Tracy Grosspeach, Senior Designer and Director of Design and Sales for AB&K. And Tracy, so you know, this is going to be a short segment, but I instructed Austin the last minute to play a song that every single time I hear I think of you, just so you know. So let's talk a little bit about a couple of things that I think are big right now. Everybody's talking about basements. So what are we going to do? I want a man cave. Well, guess what? Our kids can't, they're doing school virtually now. That man cave is going to have to wait because we have to do this. How much are people coming to see you and call you regarding their basements right now?
We probably get at least 3 basement inquiries a week.
Wow.
Whether it's it could be as simple as, I need another bathroom, and I've got a basement. Let's put a bathroom down there, which could be a very expensive proposition if it's not plumbed for, if it's not roughed in for a bathroom. Or it's, I need my entire basement finished. I just need a living room. I just need an exercise room. I just need a home office. It kind of runs the gamut. But people are like, hey, wait, they're thinking, I'm already paying for this real estate that's, you know, that's in the ground. Let's finish this. Let's expand our living space in the house.
Hey, do you find, too, over the years that you've been doing this, that people, once they get in very comfortable in the neighborhood that they are living in, that instead of saying, look, we need a bigger house, but we love the school systems, we love our neighbors, Let's take a look at what we have now and just use it differently.
Absolutely. That's one of the main reasons that we find that people are remodeling on the AB&K side. They love where they live. They don't necessarily want to, you know, buy a lot out in the exurbs or, you know, in more rural outside of the metropolitan area where there's, you know, more lots and bigger land and newer subdivisions. And they don't want to move from their neighborhood in Brookfield or New Berlin or Muskego. They love their neighborhood. They love their neighbors, which God bless. That's awesome when you get along with your neighbors. I think that's such a wonderful thing. I get along with my neighbors too. Don't worry. Cattail court.
That a girl. Hey, I wanted to talk more about the size of the showers that people are talking about. And if you'll promise that you'll come on again soon, I can hold off on some of the things that I wanted to ask you about as far as laundry rooms and more farmhouse type sinks and things like that. One thing that I keep getting asked about, and again, I just kind of shake my head because people think because I host this show, I know some of these answers, but are you seeing that with the amount of people that are doing remodeling now, that there are some supply chain issues that people have to be aware of?
Yeah, so first thing that I like that we tell people when they're talking about doing a remodeling project is you have to put on your patience. These are unprecedented times, and we are having supply chain issues. And let's pick on bathrooms. We can't start a bathroom until we have all of our rough plumbing materials on site, the valves that are in the wall, because if those, we can't set those later. We can't, like, work around that. That is, like, a key component to the entire project and making sure that we can put on the tile and do this and do that. So a lot of the factories were closed in the spring due to a lot of the nationwide shutdowns, or the different states that shut down, I should say. So we're feeling the pinch there because things weren't manufactured. We're also feeling the pinch because some of our plumbing manufacturers, their entire shipping department are shut down for 2 weeks because someone had COVID. And then everyone else has to self-quarantine. And again, you don't want anyone to get sick. And if you do have COVID, I hope that you have the mildest of mild symptoms.
You bet. Hey, Tracy, I'm so sorry, but we are out of time. And you can hear the music and the song that reminds me of you every single time now I hear it.
That's because this is the best line breakups. Ever written of a breakup song in the history of mankind.
She is Tracy Grosspeach, abnk.com. Bob Sebastian from Sebastian Design, thank you so much. As my co-host, guys, we got to get out. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. We're sailing down the line on 1250 AM, The Fan.